Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hanging out at Flowery Branch today for our interviews with Coach Raw, which you'll get a chance to hear coming up in less than 10 minutes, and Bijan Robinson, who was absolutely great today. I don't know, even if you're not a Falcon fan, I don't know how you can't like this kid. I mean, he's just an amazing human being, and you want to root for these guys.
Right.
And when I say these guys, I'm talking about guys that are made up like him. Mike, just a positive force. We hope that rubs off, but he was talking about picking his quarterback up, talking to coach, talking to Pitts. He said you can't get, like, against each other because then it just destroys
the
team.
It falls apart. And we've seen – look, and it's happened. Happens in all sports, you know, where it gets toxic. And fingers are pointed, as you said, and then all hell breaks loose. But he reminds me of Warrick Dunn. He's just one of the really good guys. Every time you see him, you're like, hey, man, I love this guy. And we had a couple of guys hit us up on the text line saying – you know, I hadn't gotten a Bijan jersey yet, or, you know, well, what are you waiting for? You know, it's going to be under the tree for the kids for Christmas because he's, you know, we stopped with the role model thing years ago for some people.
Yeah.
But that's a guy that checks all the boxes.
He does.
That dude.
He does. And you know, for Falcon fans at the time when you were talking about running back, you see what more he is. He's more than just that, and I think that was one of the reasons why they wanted him in the building.
You see his face when I said, you know, you can catch the ball too, you know.
Yeah, he was like, come on, man, stop it. Hey, one of
and that's more about his offensive coordinator, because the wide receiver, and we'll get into that conversation coming up, just the idea that Bijan, when things are going, hey, if Alger's got the hot hand, then Bijan should be wide receiver too, since Mooney's so damn inconsistent.
Yeah, don't take him off the field. Well, that's the one thing we did learn today, and we got to talk about that, is what Coach revealed about Darnell Mooney. And I don't think he revealed it purposely. He was just talking about it.
Now we know specifically what the injury was.
Yeah, it kind of came out. I want to remind you guys, we're going to have a special broadcast brought to you by Miller Lite from Joe's Sports Bar in Alpharetta. That's going to be on Thursday, okay? Today is Wednesday.
So that would be, hold on, I went to Florida State. Tomorrow.
That is tomorrow, okay? We're going to be there. Get you ready for, obviously, Thursday Night Football. There'll be Miller Lite specials. It's going to be a fun time, man. Joe's Sports Bar on Jones Bridge Road in Alpharetta.
We have not been in that neck. Honestly, that's right by St. Marlow. We have not been up in that neck of the woods in a minute.
No, we were just in Roswell a few weeks, maybe a month or so ago, and
right.
Now we're heading that way. But we're making our rounds, man. If you get a chance to come out and hang out with your boys, we'd love to get a chance to see you guys. All right, before we get into Raw, I want to read some of these questions, but here's what we learned about Darnell Mooney today, and I think it's just important to point out. This is not excuse-making. This is understanding why they hid this injury the way they did and not really express what the deal was, but Mooney's recovery has been longer than anticipated. And Coach Ross said today, as I asked him, why is there no connection between him and Michael Penix, he said, look, he hasn't practiced. And then I pressed him and said, well, what is he doing on the field when he's limited? What are we doing?
Right.
Guys, it's been revealed that he had a broken collarbone. So, again, if you're out with a mild broken collarbone, that's 6 to 8 weeks. This obviously was more serious than that, Mike, because now we're in the 8 to 12 week range.
Right, about 2,000 Falcon fans and us on the right in front of us on the sideline saw him take that sort of 50-50 jump in the air ball, lands hard, and we thought, you know, it was described as upper body, so we're thinking shoulder. And anybody who's had a collarbone, I've had it, it's a miserable injury. And then again, we see a guy in uniform, we always expect you to do your job.
Sure.
But that would explain why he can't catch.
Well,
that's why
it might. I don't want to put
it's not an excuse, but it would make you say, here's a guy that was like, you know, one concussion protocol away from having a 1,000-yard season with Drake, and this year he can't do anything. He looks like a rookie who's a 6-round draft pick. You know, but enough about Casey Washington. He's got his own issues.
No, it's true.
But it goes back to the problems we're having with the receiver core, and it's not excuses. We're not going to deal with that. But it's just, you don't have it. That's why I think, should Fontenot have been more proactive in trying to beef up the receiver core when this went down? And then you lose Ray McCloud.
I don't know what the prognosis was originally versus as everybody heals differently. So it could have been, hey, 6 weeks. All of a sudden that 6 turns into 8, and then you got a hamstring you're dealing with. I just feel like for anybody who's driving right now or you're listening to our show, you're talking about a wide receiver that has to use his hands, his arms, and his shoulders to secure the football. He missed an obvious catch on Sunday, and I'm sitting here now going, okay, maybe this is one of the reasons that it's affecting him. So let's back up a little bit. Doesn't mean that he can't contribute. Doesn't mean that he shouldn't be better. But if this is the reason why, Mike, he has not been as productive, I'm willing to give him a little bit more grace now this.
I'll give him some grace, but I'm not going to give grace to the front office because you're not giving me adequate wide receiver play. You're not giving me a guy that can do the job because, look, injuries are part of it. And with all due respect to David Sills and guys like Casey Washington, you know, we needed perhaps to be a little more aggressive at, I don't know if you want to say, at the trade deadline or at the end of, as you said, perhaps, you know, Labor Day weekend to look at maybe who's out there. Because let's be honest, our wide receiver, if you're not Drake London, you've just been a whole lot of nothing this year.
Well, part of that, too, is who the quarterback trusts. And that gets us back to, I'm going to throw the ball to who I trust. I haven't practiced enough with you. You haven't been showing me that you can catch these balls, or you've been limited in practice where I haven't seen enough of you. And then we get into games. I'm a little hesitant.
Right. I was sitting, as I mentioned, behind the bench over in Berlin. I think you probably saw it on TV and talked about it on Monday. But you see when Penix was yelling at Drake?
No.
I mean, not Drake. Yelling at Pitts? Oh, he was yelling at Kyle Pitts. He was getting hot at Pitts. So, and that was, I don't know, that was later. That was a series later after the big drop to start the game. But it was maybe, I don't know, it was another assignment. That might have been probably after when we later found out that Pitts didn't catch the audible and Michael Penix Jr. gets lit up and the ball gets fumbled.
Yeah, look, and by the way, as I said.
So nobody's helping a quarterback who's having a real struggle right now other than Drake.
Sometimes, though, you need to be yelled at. I'm cool with that. Hell.
And by the way, that's leadership I'm ready for, because I think every damn Falcon fan will want to yell at Kyle Pitts at one time or another in the last 4 years.
I don't have as much of a problem with that as some people might. All right, we got to talk about some of these questions from our listeners when it comes to our football team. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Stay tuned. Ra's going to – you're going to hear what he had to say to us in regards to some of the issues that we're dealing with right now. But as we do our behind-the-curtain show, which we do every day, we get a variety of questions. And I just want to read a few of these, Mike, in regards to what fans are talking about. Penix's accuracy. He's extremely concerning from this one listener. His name is Banana Bandidos.
Hey, Bandana.
Okay. He says Penix's accuracy is extremely concerning. He has a 25% off-target throwing percentage as of 11-11. Okay, that's just obviously this week. He says, and that's by far the highest in the league. It is. He goes on to say his footwork is terrible. He just relies on his arm to get the ball there, his mechanics. And Banana goes on, Banana Bonitos, goes on to say, look, these are bad habits that, you know, have been instilled. What are we going to do to try to help him? It's something that Mike and I discussed today.
Well, again, you got a good resource, a guy named Kirk Cousins. Kirk's not going to help him out. That's a fantasy. We'll ask Rob about that. You'll hear that. But are you getting it from T.J. Yates? Can T.J. Yates – look, man, we got to max. Because the footwork only
– his O.C. should be able to help
him. The first time you saw – because Zach played at a high level. But the first time we saw Penix Jr. really have awful footwork was the Carolina game with the picks and the pick six, et cetera.
Yep.
But – he's sailing the ball. ESPN did a deep dive today. It's on there at ESPN.com on the NFL page, Carl, about all the quarterbacks from Penix's draft class from 2 years ago. Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, what's going on with these guys. His accuracy, we've talked about. 200 dropbacks, quarterbacks have got those since last season. He's 41st in completion percentage, 42nd in off-target rate. So he's not given other than, you know, Drake bails him out, giving, you know, your receivers a chance to catch the football. He can't handle the blitz. 27th amongst 33rd quarterbacks this season in dropback success when you blitz. And now we've seen it. The last 4 weeks, teams are getting after him. That's why I said yesterday, I want to get your take. Penix, when he's struggling now, He looks like the game when Michigan brought him in the national championship. They brought all the heat to blitz his butt when his running back was kaput in that game.
Look, his coach is going to protect his player, and I get that. I feel like he didn't play with a lot of confidence last week. That's just where I'm at. Doesn't mean he won't this week, but you know what that takes? It takes completing third downs. It takes completing passes that matter, moving the chains. I don't know if he shook like that, Mike, where, you know, you felt like he looks that way like he did in that game against Michigan. What I will tell you is confidence is a hell of a thing, and I don't care who you are. And when you're talking about playing quarterback in the National Football League, the baddest blankety-blanks I've ever known had balls of steel.
Look at Baker Mayfield. I said yesterday how Baker Mayfield, all the stuff he went through in Cleveland, whether he threw four touchdowns or four picks, he's still going to have that swagger. All those elite guys do that. We know Michael Penn. You saw the accuracy dropping dimes at Washington. And that's why I said it to yesterday, and I said it to, you know, a little bit to Coach today. How do you help him? How do you take things that work and make things work for him that maybe simplify it or make it easier for him to succeed right now? Where is the plan B? You know, or is it simply, no, Michael Penix has, this is our offense, it is inflexible, and you must do this. You also got to get the play in early to help the kid out.
No, it's true.
Diagnosing the defense. They don't do that enough.
Here is another question as we move along, guys. This is from Go Get a Vic on YouTube. He says, fellas, Dukes and Bell, what do you guys think about Bruce Arians as the Falcons head coach? He says, I think he'd be a great fit for the Dirty Birds. Offensive-minded coach. Now, let me tell you, B.A., all right, Bruce Arians, great dude. I don't think he wants to coach anymore. He's done.
He's done with that.
And that's just where I'm at. Now, I don't know if anybody's, you know, willing to cut him a big check. Maybe that changes his mind. But look, we can have these conversations, guys, when the job is open. I know we're all fantasizing about what ifs and things that might play out. Trust me, Mike and I are going to have plenty of time, if those things do play out, to discuss all these options. But I can't tell you right now if that's a perfect fit or not. If you're just basing it on what Bruce Arians did, yes, he is a great offensive mind. He helps quarterbacks. There's no debating that. I just don't think his mind is in that spot anymore. But we're going to have plenty of time, Mike, to chop this stuff up.
Well, guys were asking us yesterday on the text line about Brian Daboll, because obviously the Giants let him go. Remember, he did the fine-tuning and elevating the game of Josh Allen in Buffalo, but the problem is he couldn't fix Daniel Jones. And now Daniel Jones is getting a resurgence in Indianapolis, although you see Daniel Jones, the bad habits are creeping back in the last 2 weeks. So we'll see if he can maintain. But Brian Daboll, I think he could do a lot worse. Now, some guys, it's rare, Carl, in the NFL midseason, a guy gets fired from another team. You bring him in as a consultant or something. Not to mention, I don't think this team does that. I think we've asked Rob about that. It's been made it abundantly clear they're not going for outside help.
Yeah, not right now. One other thing before we let you hear from Raheem Morris. This one comes from Christopher on YouTube. He says, fellas, Zach Robinson is taking too long to get the calls in.
I said it before I went to Germany. I said it all day yesterday. We've talked about it. This hat, you've seen Michael Penix Jr. coming to the sideline and literally, give me the blanking play. That's not helping a young quarterback. He needs more time to diagnose the defense, see what's in front of him. And for God's sakes, at some point, will you pivot out of the pistol and start doing some damn play?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Play action from under center. Not going to happen. But that's the inflexibility with this, and which has got me so frustrated.
Christopher, you're right, and Mike's absolutely right about this. And he says pre-snap adjustments, reads, all the things that matter. A rookie quarterback needs all the time he can have.
Bingo.
And you're not wrong.
They put him down to the wristband. Plays are on the wristband, so they'll call it. And then they can give you some information until 15 seconds left in the helmet. So they have tried to streamline the process, but obviously not enough.
All right. Hear what Raheem Morris has to say about where this team is. Four consecutive losses. We play Carolina on Sunday. What's going on with this team? You'll hear him next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.